This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live and local at Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive in Grand Rapids on the west side. This is a store, guys and ladies. If you have not been in here, it is absolutely worth the trip. If you are at all a foodie or you like to make wine, you like to make beer, you like to make bread, they've got a library here of all kinds of books, how-to books, and information. This place is a one-of-a-kind store, and if you've not been here, you gotta come check it out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. And some people are looking to get into the NFL draft, and we're just looking to get into the Siciliano's draft.
You got it, man.
They've got drafts all over the place. They have kits here. If you ever wanted to try brewing your own beer, they have. You can literally walk out with a box that has everything you'll need.
That's right.
And there's really not that much to it. It's $35 for one little kit. And, you know, what a great venture that would be. Find somebody that's brewed once and invite them over. You know, get some old bottles and cap them off. Maybe get some Grolsch bottles like Franken was going to do. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it sure is. And a lot of fun. Again, this is a great winter activity. Today it's actually beautiful out. We got bluebird skies here in West Michigan, and it's going to be above 40 degrees. We haven't hit winter yet. My hard water buddies that like to do ice fishing are lamenting this weather, but I think it'll come here. But just a great day to get out in your backyard and do some grilling, too, because the sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day. Speaking of grilling, I wanted to talk a little bit about our grilling club. We introduced this last week. We want to keep talking to you guys about this. Hit us on Facebook at The Grilling Guys or check it out on the website. You can join The Grilling Club. There's no cost to this. What we're thinking about doing is putting together a group of like-minded people that really enjoy grilling, getting together maybe once a month once we get the thing kicked off, and just swapping ideas, swapping techniques, and just having a great time together. This is an idea that Bob came up with, and we're going to try to make it happen.
Well, and the cool thing about it is it's going to be at a different location every month, and it's going to be some of our sponsors like Siciliano's.
Right.
And wouldn't this be a great place to have a barbecue party at in the backyard? I mean, hey, I'm out of, Yingling. No.
Right. Yeah.
They've got it.
Yep. All right. Yeah, it's right up front. Oh, look,
even
it's cold, too.
Yeah. Even a cigar.
Yeah, this place is amazing.
So this is going to be a little club that's informal. It's, you know, probably won't cost anything.
Let's talk a little bit about the winter grilling, Bob.
Let's talk about where we're at. We're at Siciliano's Market on Lake Michigan Drive, the greatest beer store in Michigan.
Here we are. It isn't just beer. There's cigars. There's coffees. There's
right.
wine making. There's bread making. There's everything here. But
come on out.
Come on out.
We've got all the guys out here working. Girls, if you like some fresh bread, if you want to make some bread, these guys will show you how to make some bread.
There's some fresh Dorda out here, too, right? Doug Dorda, the beer aficionado, 24 and single. So
now you're pimping the help.
But anyway, okay, Bob.
$20, I'll hook you up.
Right. Okay, Bob, here we go. Let's talk about some winter grilling methods. Let's get this train back on the track here. It is the winter in spite of it being 40 degrees and sunny outside. We are in the middle of the winter, and there's some specific things you need to do in the winter that's different than the summer when you're firing up your grill. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, depending on what you're cooking on. Let's just say you have the basic grill. Okay, which most people probably have because they haven't all gotten to get in and buy their new tech or their good one yet.
Charcoal or gas?
Let's say you've got your Joe Blow and you've got this piece of junk grill that you got at the big box store. We feel for you. You can make that miserable thing work till you make your new purchase. So here's what you do. You fire it up for a little bit longer because it's probably pathetic and it's really hard to get hot even in the summer. This time of year, you're going to have more trouble getting it hot. So what I want you to do is keep the lid closed, fire it up, make sure that the burners are real clean so you're getting the maximum amount of fuel on that thing. Crank it up as high as you can crank it. Make sure it's buffeted from the wind, so protect the thing. But then when you do put your meat on it, if you have an old lid for pots and pans or anything, when you put that steak or that piece of meat that you're trying to grill, throw this lid on top of that piece of meat and then close your lid. What you'll do is you'll give yourself like a double buffet. Is that double buffet? double buffer.
You're on a roll, babe. I'm not going to stop you.
You'll give yourself the double buffer, Warren Buffett, I don't know, some kind of protection to get as much heat on that piece of meat as you can get.
All right. Well,
and that's one way to get one of those useless old grills to work. Another thing you can do is just buzz down to Sobeys or over to Garrett's and get yourself a tack.
You know, I think Bob's trying to pay off those Christmas bills. Commission checks are coming. He's selling grills like crazy now. You know, most of the people
I'm
out there.
Spoiled, though.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you cook on one of those, how can you cook on these pathetic things after a while?
Well, they are pathetic.
Pull the trigger, baby.
That's our job, though. We got to teach people to do that because not everybody can drop the coin on a grill that you're selling. But they are fantastic. There's no question. And we've got some great retailers that sell those things. But the key, again, is to keep the grill hot and get it hot before you put the meat on. The extra lid trick that Bob just talked about will actually speed up the cooking of the meat. So if you're going to use that, make sure that you check the temperature of your meat. Maybe you got a new digital thermometer for Christmas. Put that thing to use because one of those deals is you don't want to overcook anything on the grill. So coming up next, we're going to talk to our buddies out at K&M Dodge. They're going to talk a little bit about a winter grilling deal that they've got going on. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. You try to take this boss before the head explodes.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.